Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Your Life, Your Story by Ravina M. Chandra is a guided keepsake journal built around memory preservation, reflection, and legacy creation. Rather than presenting a narrative to read, it provides structured prompts and personalized questions that help users record experiences, milestones, values, hopes, and everyday moments across the span of a lifetime. The book is positioned as a forever journal, meaning it is designed to be revisited over time and to preserve a personal record that can be shared with family or future generations. Its main purpose is to make life writing accessible, even for people who do not consider themselves regular journalers. By using gentle prompts instead of blank pages, the journal lowers the barrier to self-reflection while still encouraging depth. The result is a practical memory book that combines introspection with heritage, giving readers a framework for turning lived experience into a lasting personal archive. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a guided journal format that replaces blank page intimidation. The guided approach also gives the book a preserved coherence across time. Because the prompts are arranged to move through different parts of life, users are not simply writing isolated entries, they are building a connected personal record. That makes the journal especially suitable for anyone who wants a lasting keepsake rather than a temporary notebook. The framework is important, not only for convenience, but also for memory quality. Since focus questions often produce more detailed and meaningful responses than open-ended reflection alone. Secondly, a lifetime perspective from birth to the golden years. This full-span design gives the book a legacy dimension. Instead of capturing only current thoughts, it invites readers to record how their understanding of love, work, family, and purpose evolved over time. That makes the journal more than a snapshot of the present. It becomes a historical record of personal growth, which can be especially meaningful when shared with relatives or preserved as a family treasure. The lifetime structure also supports repeated use, allowing a reader to return to the journal at different ages and add layers of perspective. Thirdly, memory preservation through words rather than photographs alone. The emphasis on words also broadens what counts as worthy of preservation. Readers are not limited to major events like weddings or graduations. They are also invited to record ordinary experiences, preferences, and reflections that form the texture of a life. That makes the journal useful for creating a more complete personal record. It can help users notice that memory preservation is not just about keeping the biggest milestones, but about documenting the meaning attached to them. This is one reason the book works well as a keepsake rather than a simple activity book. Fourthly, prompts that surface forgotten details, gratitude, and connection. This dimension is important because it gives the book emotional usefulness without turning it into a therapeutic workbook. And its strength lies in structured recollection and personal meaning-making. The prompts are gentle rather than interrogative, which makes them suitable for readers who want reflective depth without pressure. By encouraging gratitude, laughter, and connection, the book positions memory work as something relational rather than isolated. That is a key reason it can appeal both to individuals and to families looking for a meaningful shared keepsake. Lastly, a legacy gift intended to be passed to family and future generations. The book stands out in its category because it combines usability with sentimental permanence. Many guided journals are designed for short-term self-help or daily habits, but this one is built around long-term preservation. The result is a keepsake that can accumulate emotional value over time. It is practical for people who want a thoughtful gift, but it is also meaningful for anyone trying to create a durable record of identity, memory, and family continuity. In that way, the journal bridges personal reflection and intergenerational storytelling. In conclusion, Your Life, Your Story is best suited for readers who want to preserve personal memories in a structured, approachable way, rather than through a long-form memoir or an empty journal. It will appeal to people who enjoy reflection, families interested in legacy projects, and readers who want a gift that carries lasting emotional value. Its practical benefit is straightforward. It gives users a guided path for recording experiences, milestones, relationships, hopes, and lessons without requiring writing expertise. Intellectually, it encourages a broader view of personal history by treating memory as something that can be organized, revisited, and shared. What makes it stand out in the guided journal category is its emphasis on the full lifespan and its clear legacy purpose. It is not just about daily reflection or gratitude exercises. It is designed as a keepsake record that can be passed on, making it more durable and more family-oriented than many similar books. For readers who want a gentle but meaningful way to turn life experience into a lasting archive, this journal offers a practical and thoughtful format. If you would like to support Ravina M. Chandra, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.